Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled How to Become Independently Wealthy. And the reason I want to talk on this topic is because, as you know, I talk about entrepreneurship and having your own business. And anyone can become independently wealthy if they understand how to do it right. And I think that in these days and times, when you look at the unemployment field and what is going on in the workplace and how the workplace has totally changed, then this becomes a very important topic to consider when you are looking at thinking about being an entrepreneur and how you can create wealth for yourself, because that's what it is. Don't expect if you're going to work for someone else that they're going to make you wealthy, because they don't care if you have money in your pocket, but they do worry about themselves. And, you know, people will not offer to help someone else become as rich as they are unless they're in a multi-level marketing business, because each one person's success is also another person's success. So, if you want to change your health, wealth, or relationship status, you must get good advice and then take action following a proven blueprint. If you are struggling with wealth components, then let us show you how. Take full responsibility for your actions or lack of action. We recently received an email from Jorge Izquierdo Jr., a subscriber who complained that all the material being covered in the Palm Beach letter is for long-term investing. What about short-term? I've been trying to free my family and myself from the chains of slavery for far too long now. Show me the truth. Behind Jorge's question lies the assumption that it is possible to acquire wealth through some short-term investment strategy. I've explained before, it's simply not possible to quickly turn, say, $25,000 into $1 million by investing in stocks. But I have good news for Jorge. He can unshackle himself from financial slavery, as he calls it, in a relatively short period of time. Jorge, or just about anyone for that matter, can achieve freedom from financial slavery in just a few years. It does not have to be a lifelong process. If you are in this situation, here is what you must do. First, you must ask yourself if you are willing to give up the hope of getting rich quickly by investing. Are you willing to accept the fact that you won't go from broke to being a millionaire by investing in the next Microsoft? If you can't honestly and completely answer yes to that question, you might as well go read another analyst or one who will tell you what you want to hear. But if you are ready, the next thing you need to do is think about what you mean by financial slavery. What does that term mean? Most common, it means two things. You earn less than you spend. You owe more than you own. And, you know, this is the biggest thing, and I want to break away from here now, that a lot of people don't understand, because I remember I had a friend, her total income was $800 a month, and her expenses were $1,200 a month. Someone else I knew, her income was $1,000 a month, and her expenses were $1,500 a month. Either both of them needed to cut and figure out where they could cut their expenses and lower it so that it matched what they had coming in. But the idea is, and many people have told you this, is that you need to look at putting aside 10% of your income. The problem is that most of us work for someone else, so we don't have that, so that the income we have coming in whether it's dependent on the government or it's dependent on someone else paying you a salary, you usually live at your limit. And a lot of that's because what if you're making it really and truly, it takes at least $1,000 to $1,200 a month income just to live comfortably without saving money. So if you're making $710 a month or even $900 a month, and you don't know how to cut your expenses, or if you're looking just taking care of basic needs, it's like there's really nothing left. But we need to look for options on how we can build our income. If you earn less than you spend, you are in a constant state of stress. You must put off or partially pay your bills. You must appease creditors. And all the while, your debt is mounting. If you owe more than you own, you can't buy a house or lease a car or get a loan from anyone other than your parents. Or what if they are dead or tired of helping you or don't have the money? Because you are in so much trouble, you can't even think about taking nice vacations or retiring someday. Instead, you have to worry about losing your job. So you keep working and reading investment newsletters. But as each month passes, your financial situation gets worse. It's a miserable existence. But it doesn't have to last. You can break the chain you feel attached to by simply recognizing and reversing the two facts mentioned above. Problem number one, you earn less than you spend. Solution, spend less than you earn. Scratch less. Scratch less or earn more. You can't break the chain of savings without hitting them hard with a big mallet. You won't be able to gain the independence you want in a few years or less by cutting $10 here and $50 there. My recommendation is to cut your expenses by 30 to 50%. I know that sounds crazy, and it may be impossible in your case, but don't dismiss the idea until you hear me out. The primary factor is how much you spend every month in the neighborhood you live in. Your neighborhood creates the financial culture that presents the spending choices you make. If you live in a community of million-dollar homes, you will be looking at new BMWs and Audis when it comes to buying or leasing a car. When you go out to dinner, chances are you'll be spending more than $100 per couple. Unless you live in a working-class neighborhood now, you can radically reduce your spending by moving into one. I have friends and family members in this situation. They live in a $350,000 home in beautiful neighborhoods and drive luxury cars, but the reality is they are broke and getting poorer every month. They refuse to even consider the idea of downsizing because they are simply too ashamed to do so. What they don't realize is every month, they are holding on. It is making them poorer. And you know, something that you might need to consider, because guess what? A lot of that is inbred in you, because I remember years ago, in fact, the person that I was talking about that had $800 a month in and was living on $1,200 a month, both her parents held two jobs. And they did this because they wanted to take vacations with the upper-class people. So guess what? What were they teaching their children when it came to the lifestyle they were living when they couldn't afford it? Because, yes, if you have to have two jobs just to break even, or back when they were kids, that was the 1940s, 1950s, it was a quieter period of time. Plus, not only that, but guess what? People made a lot less money in a job than they do today. But the idea is to think about how you can live within your means and live, you know, and you don't need the most expensive house, and you don't need, because the idea is to live within your means. And don't be jealous of the next person and what they have, because their income may be higher, because if they're a professional, they could easily be making a six-figure income. If they're in management, they're easily making that six-figure, seven-figure income. But you have to live within your means, and you can, and the idea is to when you respect yourself and what you have and who you are, then it really doesn't matter what the next person has. But if you're the type of person that feels like you have low self-esteem, then guess what? It will make you feel better to try to live as good as someone who is in a different financial bracket. So the idea is to first learn to like who you are and respect yourself for who you are, then learn to live within the means and be able to save and put aside money. And that's why a lot of times people will live on cash rather than credit cards, because they feel they want to learn to live within their limit. Moving to a less expensive neighborhood would be the quickest, biggest, and surest way to bring their spending down to 30% to 50%. The other thing that they must do is improve your situation is to earn more money. You should take immediate steps to increase your income by 20 to 50%. Again, I know that seems radical, but if you want a short-term solution out of financial slavery, this is just as important as radically cutting expenses. And, you know, the thing is, we are living in a technological age today, and what that means is there are jobs out there. It's just not your typical job. It can be something where a corporation needs someone to manage, be their social media manager, and do their Twitter accounts, do their Facebook accounts. Because, you know, one of the things that helps a business grow is that they are on social media. That is a very important part of how business is done today. You owe more than you own. Start owing less and owning more. If you have accumulated a lot of debt, it means that you don't see debt as financially dangerous. You must accept the fact that most debt you have is bad for you. There are only a few exceptions. Mortgage debt when interest rates are low, and business debt when the business is sound and you are not personally liable. The first step towards debt management is to get rid of every credit card you have, as well as any credit you have with the bankers. Use cash or debit cards for your shopping. Yes, that means there will be lots of things you can't buy every month. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. If you have a lot of existing credit card debt, you need to consolidate it. Then you work with a professional to pay it off at reasonable interest rates. If you are lucky enough to have equity in your home, trading it for a cheaper one will accomplish two important goals. It will reduce your monthly expenses, and it will give you a chunk of cash that you can use to pay off debt and put aside as savings. You must also increase what you own. And by that, I do not mean cars or boats or furniture or toys. I mean tangible assets that are likely to appreciate. Gold coins, income-producing real estate, and safe stocks belong in that category. Even extra after-tax dollars you make by taking an extra work or starting a side business should be devoted to increasing your ownership of such assets. None of it should be spent. Being financially independent is not about having a big house or driving new cars or taking fancy vacations. There are tens of thousands of Americans in that situation today who are financial slaves just like you. They are in the change because they spend more and they make and owe more than they just like you. They are in change because they spend more and they make and owe more than they own. Their stress is just as great as yours, even though they may make more money or have more toys. Being financially independent means having more income than you need and owing far less than you own. It means knowing that you won't be harassed by bill collectors or embarrassed at the supermarket. It means you have money put aside to take care of any emergencies that come up, and it means a savings account that gets substantially bigger every year. Becoming a multimillionaire takes years, but breaking the chains of financial slavery can be done relatively quickly. The hardest part is recognizing that the chains are binding you, earning less than you spend, and owing more than you own, and deciding to do something serious about them. Jorge, you have a plan in front of you now. It's up to you whether you follow it. And remember, what is the biggest thing that we've been talking about today is how to increase your income. And one of the ways that you can do that is people tend to say, oh, I'm going to, if they're working at a full-time job, oh, I'm just going to go out and get another part-time job. Well, the problem with that is you're doing two jobs. You're doing it at 20, you know, 18, 19 hours a day, and then you're sleeping the rest of the time, and guess what? You're just creating more stress for yourself because you are not doing what you truly need to do. So think about the things that you truly need to do and make your plan accordingly, because when you do so, then guess what? You will be able to achieve your goals in life and get rid of the stress. And think about all of the things that you truly want in life and make your plans. Think of all the things that you can possibly do that can truly help you grow as an individual. And make your plans in a way that can help you get out of the debt that you're truly in. And think of all the things that you can do that can truly help you get out of debt. And let's look at it. Are you living above your means in the home that you're living in? Do you truly need to be living in that home? Can you cut your expenses by living in a less expensive home or driving a less expensive car? And can you be happy in who you are personally living on less and not doing the things that everyone is telling you that you should be doing? Because you know what? If that truly, truly happens, guess what? You are putting yourself into a position where you are just creating more and more debt for yourself. And not only that, but you're creating more and more stress for yourself. And when you are creating that stress, that is shortening your lifespan. So think about all of the things that you can do, even within your health, and think about how you can improve your opportunities to do the things that you truly expect to do, and put your mind into doing that in a way that can truly help you get what it is that you truly want to have, and make your plans accordingly. Because if you do that, guess what? You will definitely be able to achieve the things that you definitely want to achieve in your lifetime. And, you know, I mean, people forget that a lot of the things that you truly want in life are the things that you truly need in life. So make your plans in a way that will help you get and achieve what it is that you truly want to. And if things work out for you the way you expect them to, then guess what? You will have the opportunity to achieve the things that you want to have in life. And you know what? When all of these things play out, you will definitely have the things that you want, and you will definitely be able to achieve the goals that you want in life. So think about all of these things, and think about how you can access and make your plans accordingly. And let's look back at some things. First, you must ask yourself if you are willing to give up the hope of getting rich quickly by investing. Because, yes, it's very much a false idea that you can get rich quickly. And there are many people out there that are shysters that will tell you, oh, if you invest in this or you do this, that you will be able to have the things that you want. Well, you know what? That's possible, and it's also a situation where you need to think about all of the things that you can do that can truly help you get what it is that you want in life for yourself. And make your plan. Think about all of the things that you truly want in life for yourself. And access all of those things. Make those things happen. And make your plans accordingly. Think of all of the things that you can achieve if you get yourself out of debt and learn to live within the means that you have. And I know when someone lives on a fixed income, it is very difficult, because I know I've been in that situation. But one of the things that I'm definitely trying to do is look for options on the internet as ways to generate for myself the income that I need so I can achieve my goals and get out of debt. And guess what? All of those things that I've been working on, lots of them have worked, lots of them haven't worked. But you know what? When the time comes, I would have achieved something in my lifestyle that I truly want in life. And I understand what it's going to take and how I'm going to be able to do those things. So for me, I understand what I needed to do it and how to make it all work for myself. And guess what? Within the lifetime and the lifestyle that I've chosen for myself, yes, I own something. Well, in a way, I'm lucky that because I have a disability and I live on a fixed income, that my father was a lawyer and he understood about, in fact, what happened was he had someone that worked across the hall from him that was a stockbroker, and he knew he had money that he could play with, and he knew that what he needed to do was take certain investments and put them into things that were blue chip stocks that would only grow. And one of the things that he did was that he got 50 shares of Coke stock, and my father died 42 years ago, and I don't really know when he bought it, but today we've now got 7,000 shares, over 7,000 shares of Coke stock. And that's a dividend that comes in monthly into my mother's estate that helps pay some of my bills. But if my father had not known how to do that, then guess what? That money would not be there. But he was old school. He lived in an era when you didn't have all of these options that you have today. And we didn't live on credit cards, and he didn't buy a car in time. What he did was he did it all in a way that it was done and paid in full. And when he bought a car, the car was bought in full, and we were able to buy a new car every 5 years. Well, You know, the thing was, that car was the one main car that we used, that we would travel in. And that became the opportunities that we needed to take trips and do the things. But we always lived within our means. We did. It was never a situation where we were dependent on other people. So when you think of those things, and when you think of the things that you truly need in life, in your plan, then look at how you can do what will help you grow as an individual. Because you know what? When you can do that, then you will be able to achieve the goals that you truly want in life. And think about all of the things that you can do that will help you grow as an individual. And when that happens, guess what? You will definitely be able to choose and achieve the things that you truly want to achieve within your lifetime. And guess what? All of those things will happen when the time comes for you. And plan on all of the things that you need to do for yourself. Make your plans accordingly. You know, if you can do that, then guess what? You will have the opportunity to achieve some of the things that you truly want in your lifetime. And those things will happen when the time comes. So think about it. Think about all of the things that you have achieved and what your plans are and how you can get the things that you truly want to do and make it happen in a way that can help you achieve the things that you truly want in life. And, you know, let's get down to what are the main things that you truly need to do that will help you grow as an individual. And think about it. Let's reiterate, you know, what do you mean by financial slavery? What does that term mean? Most commonly, it means two things. You earn less than you spend, and you owe more than you own. And you earn less than you spend. Solution, spend less and earn more. You owe more than you own. Solution, start owing less and owning more and becoming a multimillionaire does not happen overnight. And think about that. Often we don't realize what we need to do that's going to help us grow as individuals. And we look for things that will only cost us what we truly need. And, you know, all of those things are things that you truly want in life. And plan on all of those things that you truly want to have. And guess what? You will be able to achieve the things that you truly, truly expect to have when the time comes. And when that happens, you will be able to achieve all of those things that you truly want to have in your lifetime. And guess what? Once that happens, you will truly have all the things that you want in life. And when that happens, guess what? You will be happy with who you are, and you'll respect yourself, and you will learn that it is possible to live within your own means. And I would like to remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com.